Let's throw up the signal.
I'm
watching Donnie try to air drum, and it's painful. He's double hitting the snare.
I don't know. Look pretty awesome to me.
Can you play a drum kit, Donnie?
No.
You can't play any, like, rock band type instrument.
No.
Okay. All I can play is a clarinet.
I can't play that. I'm done.
You played guitar on the street.
Terrible.
Yeah, and keyboard.
Yeah, you played
and
a lot
harmonica.
Of snare drum.
I had a drum there.
It was really
also.
Well done.
It was great.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't well done.
Harmonica is the instrument that seems super easy, but then you try it and nobody can play it except people who are really good.
I think it is kind of super easy. To do like the easy, just blow in and out harmonica, the whole thing's in the key of the song that you're in.
Yeah, but to do it like Bruce Springsteen or something, like, you know.
Does Bruce play harmonica?
He used to.
Oh.
The guy from Blues Traveler.
Oh, yeah, like that kind of stuff. Yeah. That is very difficult.
Are you on Instagram a lot?
No. Okay. I need to figure out my password.
Okay, because I slid into your Instagram DMs.
You did?
Because one of the last Gordon visits that we had was about, can the trombone
be sexy?
Right.
Okay.
And I sent you a couple of clips where, I don't know about you, but after I heard that trombone, my shirt was off.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try to figure out how to get into my Instagram.
And I've only seen it on Instagram. That's the only way I could send it to you.
I need to hire a social media manager. A social media team.
Why would you need a team?
I don't know. Just because it sounds better.
It does sound pretty awesome.
That way I have some plausible deniability when I have to address the media and
you
say,
do seem,
this was someone from my social
right.
media team.
I made a comment earlier tonight.
you
an
seem
unauthorized
disheveled.
Post.
And I feel like if you hired me as your secretary / organizer, that I would get your life in order and then get some extra scratch in my pocket.
Sure. I'm totally up for that. I need it.
Can we negotiate the salary?
Yeah. How much you want?
Let me think about it.
It's got to be six.
Okay.
We have to have the interview process. Yeah, I need a couple of references to make sure everything is okay and I can do the job.
Okay. When was the last time
to my
you,
full capabilities?
Have you guys had jobs where you had to turn in a resume?
No.
It's been a while.
I haven't looked for a job in 30
Radio
years.
I
know. I had to,
I'm pretty
I had
sure
to do
I had
one,
to turn one in here.
I know I've had to do one a couple times and it was really weird. Like I, because it was like side jobs. It wasn't even, you know, when you're actually looking for your main gig.
Yeah, I worked for a temp agency when I first started in radio, and you really don't have to work a turn in a resume because they're just sending you different places,
right?
And that was odd. It was fun. It was a little weird because I worked at a blind place, 3-day blinds.
Oh, okay. It's different than what I thought you were. I thought you were going to be reading books on tape or something.
That would have been great.
Different kind of blind place.
Yeah, I don't know if they have an actual just place for that.
For blindness?
Yeah.
So, sure yeah. How many different types of jobs did the temp agency send you out?
Oh, man. Probably about 8-10 different jobs.
And how long would you work for each job?
The longest I did, I worked at 3-day blinds for like 3 weeks or something like that. And they really wanted me to work there full time. But I was working overnights here at the station and then would have to go and work at a blind store all by myself from 10 to 4 or something like that. So I would fall asleep.
Just like doing sales?
No, they just walk in and try to help them out. I don't know what I was doing, man.
Here's how you open your blinds. Anything
well, not,
else I can help you with?
Not just opening them up.
Oh,
yeah,
you
close
them
to them. Yeah, you have to pull them up. Now.
Do you want the twisty kind or you want to open like this?
And I'm going to sound really out of it and out of touch and everything, but why is the place hiring a temp agency as opposed to
That's
an
a great
employee?
Question. I don't know. Like they one time, this one office downtown needed someone to and had to use a typewriter to do something. And again, I was still working overnights. So I would just, that company is probably 100% folded 2 weeks after I was done, because I had to transfer these things and I would fall asleep. One time I just left because I was so tired.
You think it mattered if you did it or not?
Well, they hired him to do a job.
Right, I don't think it was just busy work.
I had a job once that didn't matter at all, and I figured it out.
The only time I said no to the temp agency, they wanted me to be the Easter Bunny.
What?
And I couldn't do it.
Like dress up as the Easter Bunny?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Just couldn't do it.
You don't believe in
No.
In religious holidays?
I do. I celebrated Easter a lot. But just something about a 23-24-year-old dude in an Easter Bunny costume, I just couldn't
wrap my head. Would you be allowed to talk?
I don't think
so. Or was it a silent Easter Bunny?
It was a silent Easter Bunny, and my wife was the helper. And she was like, they really need
someone.
Because
that would have been funny if it was talking Easter Bunny, and it was back when you had lazy Donnie voice.
Yeah. Hey, you big dog in school.
You've already getting some Easter eggs.
What do you want for Easter? You want a chocolate bunny? Do Easter bunnies talk? Like when you go get your
regular bunnies don't talk. Well, Bugs Bunny did.
Yeah. And Roger Rabbit did.
Yeah.
So does that, I can't remember as a little kid when you would sit down on their lap to get your,
No, they didn't talk to you. No.
They didn't ask what you wanted for Easter like Santa does.
And then I would have been fired because I would have said something and made me scared the little kids on my lap as the Easter Bunny. I thought it was just too cool, I guess.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. Now
and it worked out for you. I mean,
I
you apparently were too
minute.
Cool.
I
oh, you would be now? Easter Bunny now.
Oh, man.
Wish
it would
we
be
had
great.
Known this a month or so ago.
Hmm. It'd be great.
Write that down for next year.
Okay, so that's what I'll hire you to do. Be my social media team and the Easter Bunny for me.
You do. You would have to allow me to post whatever I wanted on your socials.
God, you'd get me canceled so fast.
Me?
Yes, because
30
you'd,
seconds.
You'd
me.
Prank me doing something. No telling what I'd have to be answering for.
You wouldn't trust me with your
social
media accounts?
Look, I'm irresponsible enough. I need to hire someone who is more responsible than I am.
I am more responsible than you. It may not be by much.
At tweeting things out?
Yes.
Then again, I think, you know, I don't want to make people mad on Twitter by saying something really offensive, but then I'll go and read Corby's post. And I'm like, Jesus, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever used a curse word on social.
Really, ever?
No.
Not, I have a couple
my
of
bag.
Times.
I think we're boomers in that respect. Like, I think people want all cussing all the time.
So if my next post is just 10 curse words in a row, you think that would be the most liked
then,
post?
Somehow, I
with
think it's...
No context
it's
to anything.
Coded young or something like that, so that it's awesome. Maybe. I don't know. I don't
either.
It's coded young.
Yeah.
But I only speak like that when I'm watching a game or just BSing around. It's just not... Okay, maybe I'll take that back.
What?
The filthy mouth.
Yeah, like, when you're with your buddies. I mean, like, I have no problem with that. You cuss
well,
with
you,
your
you
friends
sure
and all that.
You have no issues with that.
No. No. But there's something about, you know, when you're just posting... Some thing, it just it looks a little harsh, and I'm like,
it does.
It seems unnecessary, but I think people like it.
Cursing is never unnecessary.
Is it never unnecessary?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Cursing is never unnecessary.
It's always necessary. Sometimes
always.
To get your point across, to accentuate something.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, yes,
yeah,
sometimes, but that's occasionally. That's not always
well,
necessary.
I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to change that.
Okay.
It's always necessary.
Okay. So when you're going through reading your favorite passage from the Bible during a sermon, you need to cuss. It is necessary to cuss in the middle of that.
I've seen preachers curse at the pulpit, and it's probably for a laughing effect, and it makes everyone laugh, and it gets their point
across. You've seen a preacher drop an F-bomb?
No, not an F-bomb.
Well, then what kind of cursing are we talking
about? That's not the only curse word in the English
language.
Okay,
but what cursing did he use?
Yeah, technically.
Or she?
I think ass is the biggest
that's
one.
Not a cuss
well, that's
word.
In the Bible.
I know. That's the whole. It's a curse word, though.
Is it?
No,
yes.
It isn't.
Why?
No, it isn't. Mary
it is.
Rode an ass into Bethlehem.
But that's not the context that he used ass.
What do you say?
If he's talking about ass,
Like said she bottom, had like the buttocks.
Yeah. He was like, "Oh, Mary probably had a nice ass.
Had a fat ass." I think if a reverend said that, I would join that church in a heartbeat.
Mary sat on her fat ass.
But you could still
and
even
wrote it into
no,
Bethlehem.
See, no. Like, why did he choose Mary for the immaculate
like
conception?
A hot person.
Yeah, she had a fat ass,
dude. You won't cuss on Twitter, but you'll say stuff like that publicly.
I'm just giving an example. I'm not saying.
But
that
you
I
mean
would
it as the animal?
No.
In this case,
no.
No. So he said it as somebody. Well, see, even if you say they were being an ass, that's a reference to being stubborn, like a mule donkey thing.
Right. A mule donkey thing.
He's been on a roll today. Non-feet, mule donkey. Man, we need to write all those down for today. Dude, what's up with you?
I don't know.
So cussing is always necessary.
Yes.
Okay, so here's my challenge for you. For the next week, every tweet that you put out has to have cussing in it.
No, because you'll cop out and say ass. And that's
No, it's
got to
be strong cussing.
It's got to be F or S.
Okay. Okay.
God. It's going to be so uncomfortable. I like sweet Donnie. I don't want Donnie's always F and S and F this. And
my grandmother thought that S was not a curse word, but she wouldn't let us say it. She would, and mm-hmm. She was the most saintly person I've ever known, but she would drop an S-bomb. You
know, I grew up in a household where I never heard my parents cuss. They didn't cuss. They had workaround cuss words.
Oh, but sugar.
That's my mom said sugar all the time.
That's cursing, though,
my
to me.
Mother-in-law said I know. I know.
In your mind, you are saying
I know it.
Exactly what you want.
I tried to argue that with him. I said, you're basically cussing.
I've had that conversation with my son recently, who's 13, because he'll go, oh, frick. And mm-hmm. I go, why don't you just say it? Well, I'll get in trouble. It's like, so in your mind, like, nobody is walking around going, oh, frick. Like, mm-hmm. What does that even mean? He's like,
my dad would say flip. Oh, flip.
Yeah. Like, oh, flip this guy. Okay, yeah, what do you want me to do? I flipped him over. Now right. What? Just say it.
Did your parents cuss in front of you?
No. My dad would, under his breath, when he got a phone call. Oh, he hated talking on the phone so much that if he walked into the garage and said, pop telephone.
My dad definitely
hey,
did.
What's up, man? It was stay on the phone for 30 minutes.
As we got close to teenage years and older, for sure, and then you'd hear it from a little bit as a little kid, not as much. And he's like, I still rarely ever cuss in front of my mom now, but I'll cuss in front of my dad because he'll cuss in front of me.
Yeah, no, I won't curse in front of my parents.
Weird line to cross.
One time my mom got upset. The first time I think we heard her curse at my little sister in the car, and she was kind of jumping around. She turned around and told her to sit your ass down, and it just
got real quiet, real fast.
We've never heard that before. Yeah, sit your ass down.
Now you can't say
yeah,
it.
I know. And then, then I got popped in the mouth for saying it. Yeah. But no, they don't.
No, man.
Sorry.
Like you can say ass on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So to
but
me,
not in front of your parents.
Right. And then there are words that you can't say that I think carry a lot more meaning in certain scenarios that aren't considered cuss words or curse words.
But the B word is a curse word, and we could say that also.
Right. But you can't say the
there,
C.
Hey, there are things we can
no
say on the radio
say that.
That we don't say on the radio. Like, you can call someone the P word for cat on the radio.
Right.
You can?
Yes.
You can. Like, as long as you're referring to someone being a wimp, using it in that phrase. You can't use it to refer to something anatomical.
Right. Got you. But you can.
But you can call someone.
I didn't know that.
That.
I would
yeah.
dump that in a minute.
I would too, and I don't advise us doing it. But
oh, I was about to say that's all three together.
I also think
technically,
you call someone an a-hole on the radio too.
I don't know about that.
Like,
I don't even think you can say B-hole.
I know you can say call someone a D.
Well, like a couple of the cases that have gone all the way where people got fined was for using terminology in an excretory manner,
right?
And so, for instance, if somebody were to come in here and throw something at you and you're like, oh, S, then if somebody were to turn that in, you wouldn't get fined for that. But it's just the meaning of the phrase of how you're using it is what they've,
right.
they've basically said you can't do.
I haven't heard broadcasters use GD on the air, and that always just, ugh.
Yeah, maybe that's because I'm a preacher son.
That just hits hard, and I'm like, ugh.
That's one where, like, I had never heard of the ultimate curse word until I started working with you guys. Never heard it. Never heard anyone say it.
What word?
C. Never heard anyone use it.
Well, I never say that.
The female C?
Yeah. Never.
Wait, you never heard that word in your private life?
No.
Ever?
No one used it.
Wait, in the community,
me.
That's not a, a word?
Did you know what it was when you first heard it?
You know what? It doesn't sting to me the way it stings to you guys, because I just never heard it as a bad word.
Interesting.
I mean, I heard it in general. It's just not even in the vocabulary. You will never hear me say it because we never used it. Ever.
See, that one.
Every
to me,
other word, yes. That one, no. And that's why, man. If you would say that, everyone would go, oh my gosh, like that's the ultimate.
Yeah, it's over.
But
the
it's
top.
Not to me. I just never heard it used.
Well, this is interesting.
I never knew that.
Maybe it's just my community. I don't know. I'm not saying at all. I just never heard it where I was. I didn't even hear it in college until I started working here.
I didn't realize
when
it was
you guys
that
just called me that everywhere when I walked in.
I didn't realize it was that offensive of a word either. Like, I knew it was a cuss word, but I didn't know it was that offensive a word to, like, women really respond. I think it's also the sound of the word is also harsh or something.
It is pretty harsh now that I think about it. And
it's like that word and moist are always the two words that women seem to hate the most.
Yeah, they do moist. Not.
That's
like,
why I've had to
like the other one.
Scale back my usage of them during
together.
Foreplay.
Yeah. Okay, put up the signal. That's all we have time for.
Oh,
my God.
Deal killer immediately right along.
Jeez.
Hey, Gord.
Yeah.
Moist, 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 moist,
moist, moist, moist, moist, moist, moist, moist.
And then another word.
Okay.